Seniors now make up 19.3% of Canada's total population. They live longer and enjoy active lives due to a larger focus on wellness. However, poor oral health is linked to existing medical conditions such as heart disease, stroke, dementia, and Parkinson's disease. It can even exaggerate diabetes, said Dr. Melanie McDonald, owner of St. Albert's Citadel Dental. Just being healthy overall is very important. If the mouth is not well, it can make you sick systemically. McDonald graduated from the University of Alberta's Medical and Dentistry program in 2000. In her general practice, she sees clients from the age of 2 to 102 years. Since her office is within walking distance from Citadel Care Center, she regularly treats older adults and the elderly. With today's aging population, people are keeping their teeth longer, but that requires good oral hygiene. Due to aging, seniors are more inclined to develop cavities, tooth and root decay, gum disease, dry mouth, and oral cancers. As an example, McDonald discussed periodontal, gum, disease, an infection of the tissue that holds a person's teeth in place. Symptoms of gum disease include bad breath and loose teeth, as well as bleeding swollen gums. If you decay below the bone level, you put all your teeth at risk and you can develop loose teeth. Many elders have caregivers to assist them in daily living either at home or in senior care centers. Through her practice, McDonald has treated numerous seniors whose caregivers neglected or missed day-to-day oral care. Maybe it's a lack of education for caregivers. I know they're stretched really thin and it can fall through the cracks. I've had seniors who have no cavities 1 year and the following year have cavities in every tooth. It's wonderful they come to the dentist once a year, but that daily care is being missed, McDonald said. For many elderly dental patients, the solution to debilitating toothaches is extraction followed by dentures. There are many benefits to dentures. They make speech clearer, improve nutrition by enhancing the ability to chew, and prevent facial collapse. Ill-fitting dentures can create sore spots and irritations. With some sore spots, the tissue builds up and there is excessive gum tissue. The constant cell turnover can lead to infections and at the extreme end oral cancer, said denturist Shania Seiko from Street City Denture Clinic. She adds most people prefer to sleep and wear dentures in their mouth. They don't realize the significance of letting the gums breathe. The gums are compressed by dentures, and if someone wears them 24 hours, it doesn't allow blood to flow through the gums and stay healthy, Yuseiko said. In addition, proper maintenance is critical for good oral care. Your dentures are magnets for bacteria, and it's hard to get the bacteria out without proper dental solution. Food and beverages stick and adhere to the gums. If you don't clean them properly, bacteria can cause infections, gum disease, and cavity decay. Whether you have teeth or dentures, it's very important to make sure gums stay healthy. Whatever a person's dental needs are, Yuseiko suggests obtaining the proper advice from a dental care specialist. Get regular checkups. Whatever your needs, we can push you in the right direction.